Ask him how long he spent making Mr. Phillips rich. Ask him those questions. And stop trying to sow one stupid seed into his life to tap a satanic anointing. That's what people do. Sorcery. You want to give him some money and then you'll be rich like him. You want to follow his path? Look for your own Mr. Phillips and make him rich. Go to your own university of Ife and spend a year and a half doing nothing, doing so, you know what I mean? Nothing financially now, but sowing a seed into the lives of people. Go and do it. And stop trying to just, you know, say, I saw that man preach today. I knew I was going to be great. Enter room, locked door. Give me one mattress. Remove the furniture. I want to sleep on mattress for 2 weeks. People, look, they want to see the glory, you know, that glory time. The Bible says there's always the sufferings of Christ first before the glories to follow. That's midnight. I'm going to know one thing here. Let me not forget it. I said, I'm talking about what? The lamb, the oil, and the lamb. Because anytime you see, like that lamb, is for light. Jesus said, you are the light of the world. Let me just summarize, because I don't want time, I have time to be analyzing it. What he was saying is simple. Is your character good or bad? Is tested in the midst of affliction. Light. That lamb, are you getting my point? That lamb refers to your character. The kind of person that you really are. Do you know what I know? When everybody is shouting, when you go to school, when you go to campus, are you a Christian? If you're not it's the easiest place to walk in righteousness. Let nobody lie you that there's temptation on campus. It's a lie. You want to see temptation? Come outside. Listen, if you are a man, if you are a woman as an example, your roommates, they will know the night you don't sleep in the hostel. But when you are living alone, your landlord doesn't check whether you come or you don't come. They don't. On campus, don't go to fellowship for 2 days. Everybody's looking for you. Come to town. Miss church for 1 week. Unless you're a heavy tither, your pastor won't even notice. Nobody knows. Who cares? Who cares? Who cares about you? Nobody cares. You want to see temptation? That is when it is. On campus, people are there encouraging you. Sister, brother, you didn't come to fellowship. Where were you? The point is this, You had to go to fellowship. Somebody was watching you. And you're in town, boy. If you're in Lagos, even if they want to follow you up, when they jump for traffic on the way route to Okukumaiko twice, they will forget you. Say, go to hell if you want. What am I saying here? Listen. This is what I'm making. When there's plenty of noise, while it is still daytime, all right, you won't know who's foolish amongst the virgins. You won't know who's wise. You won't know who has oil because it's day. They are not burning it yet, really. Are you getting what I'm saying? Everybody is just there. It, as part of the activity, they are not absorbing and soaking in the word of God. The amount of word you soaked in the midst of that activity is when you come out and nobody's with you in the midst of darkness. That's when it starts getting being tested. Do you get what I'm saying? Now let me just please, you know, because I don't want to forget the matter we're talking about, being ready for the appointed time. Now, I said the lamb, all right, represents what? Your character. That's what you are radiating. That's the light that you are radiating. In fact, there's one scripture, if I may quickly refer to it, maybe because of time, that's in Luke chapter 12. It's something similar to this, but not. Don't read it. Don't open to it. I mean, I'll just quickly read it, all right? The Lord Jesus said something in verse 35. He said, be dressed in readiness. Be dressed in readiness and keep your lamps alight. When I read the word dressed in readiness, because if you go and read Revelations, he will tell you that the righteous, the white robe is the type of the righteousness of the saints. That is, keep walking righteously. Are you getting my point? The ready dress is the righteous walking that you maintain even when nobody is watching, even when things are not going the way you would like them to be, even when life is not responding to you the way you spoke it, that, you know, called those things that be not as though they were. What happens a lot of times as Christians is that when you have called money doesn't flow, you join your colleagues, your neighbors in the market, the way everybody else is doing it, so as to make money. And that is a sign. Listen to what I'm going somewhere else. That is a sign that there's no oil in your lamp. Are you getting my point? When the pressures of life now turns you to a typical human being in doing business, there's no oil in your lamp. I'm going somewhere, please. And this is where I'm going. If the Lord were to arrive while you are walking in the way of the world, listen to me, you have missed the timing permanently for your generation. Permanently. This is the problem. We start preaching. Oh God. God, please, I pray nobody misunderstands me. I'm talking about Christians. Those who have known the Lord for years, they are the ones I'm speaking to now. Listen to me. That is why it is not the time that breakthrough for your generation has come. Please. That you start looking for repentance and learning how to walk in righteousness. Because somebody starts preaching to you that this is how Christians will succeed. And I'm sorry to say, people are misinformed today. Are you getting my point? People backslide all their lives. They refuse to follow God. They suddenly, they have reached the time when the people in their generations are supposed to settle. Are you getting me? They are supposed to enter into breakthrough. One pastor now starts telling them that what you will do, listen to me, is they start teaching them acts of righteousness. Quickly go and pray all night. Quickly go and sow a dangerous seed. Quickly go and prophesy. Quickly go. They start learning faith when they are in trouble. Unfortunately, the door has been shut. Listen. You will go through affliction in life if you heard the gospel as a young man. Time of leanness will come upon you. It's not a curse. That's the time you must be most careful to ensure you don't depart from the doctrines of righteousness. Because if the Lord walks in while your lamp is out, all these emergency prayers don't work at all at that time. Listen to me. They don't work. Listen. I said to you earlier, who are the foolish virgins? They are those people that you have been preaching to all their lives. They did not obey what you are saying. They were in school with everybody. Gospel was coming forth. They thought it was play. Because people go to fellowship for all kinds of things on campus. As an example. People go to church for all kinds of reasons. Listen, if the church has a very good social security system, it's a good church to join. A lot of people join for that reason. Yes. There are those that their parents are afraid. This is my boy or this is my girl. They push you. In fact, there was one boy, I remember when I was on campus. The mother brought him to our room. The boy used to gamble on campus, so he forced him to come to fellowship. And my senior brother that time then in the faith, he said, Chukwudi, you have to give your life to Christ too. And the boy bent his head there. Lord Jesus, come into my life, come into my life. Say after me, say, no, it's not the Lord that said after him. I mean, he was giving his life to Christ. Of course, the boy came into fellowship and started defrauding people again. People go to fellowship for all kinds of reasons. That's what I'm going to explain. All kinds of reasons. It's when fellowship now leaves them and life allows them to test whether the word entered or it did not enter. This is what I'm saying. People now, when problems come, when the appointed time for a generation comes, people start feeling, they know something is about to happen. Are you getting my point? They know. Then that's when people now want to start learning. A man has been going to church for 20 years. All the prayer and fasting he did not do in 20 years. He wants to do it in 1 year that now he's in financial distress. It's called the lamp has finished. The oil has finished. The lamp is dry. Are you getting my point? And the Lord has come. They start saying that. Please don't misunderstand me. A pastor now comes and says, last week, this brother came up to me And he gave a seed of 200,000, being his whole January salary. Hallelujah. The following week, he was promoted. 2 weeks after that, the insurance his father took for his grandfather many years ago that he never claimed was released. How much was it? 2.5 million. 1 week after that, they started sharing land in their village and only he got 16 plots of land. Did that happen? Maybe it did. But if you go and check, that was a wise virgin. Then all the foolish virgins start rushing forward with offerings. Emergency righteousness. They are now trying to buy oil that they didn't buy before the bridegroom came. Now the bridegroom had come, has shut the door. They do not realize it. Now he's serving his feast inside the banquet hall. And a man is reporting, watching through the window, what is going inside there. Now they are rushing to buy expensive oil. But the door is shut. Let me say it to you again. The lamp talks about your righteousness, your character, which must be shining when the Lord comes. Let me just give us a testimony. I don't want to overshoot. I want to close now. Next time I'll talk about the source of that oil. We'll read from Zechariah chapter 4. I thought I would get there today, but we can't get there. You see that Zechariah saw the lamp, the lampstand. Then he saw two olive trees, and they were feeding the lampstand. Then he asked, he said, what are these? We'll analyze that scripture that time. That lamp, he said, the angel said, this is the word of the Lord. I used to think that he said that, they said, what are these? And I said, forget first, let me give you a message for Zechariah. No, that lamp was the word of God, because the angel said, this is the word of God, which is saying, say to Zerubbabel. That lamb was the word of God. It was uttering something. Are you getting what I'm saying? We'll discuss it next time. Then he said, what are these two trees? He said, these are the sons of oil. These are the anointed ones. They referred to the prophets that were prophesying. Do you understand my point? And they were feeding that lamb with the oil of God. Listen, the time of your smallness before the bridegroom starts coming near is when you should grab all the prophecies that you can. Listen, let nobody lie to you. And you believe God today. Someone see tomorrow. Tomorrow you enter into breakthrough. It's a lie. That's the summary of it. I know I'm saying this is on television. I want the whole world to hear it. It is what? A lie. It is a lie. You buy oil at midnight. The bridegroom has not come. You buy oil. If anybody starts telling you that when the bridegroom came and we had our oil, then we began to feast, he forgot to tell you that until the doors are shut, the feast is not served. It is dangerous for Christians to walk carelessly. That's what I'm telling you. Christians, you can't walk carelessly. You can't play and say, no, when that time comes, when I want to marry that time, I'll go and read on how to be a good wife. And I'll go and get the book on how to be a good husband. Listen, it is dangerous for a Christian to walk carelessly. There are things I'm afraid to say so that those who still have hope won't think I'm preaching against them. You know, there are people that have hope. God is, no, I'm telling you, abundant mercy. Look, I know what I'm saying. There are people sometimes, look, there's no human being I'm mentioning, but you don't want to get to a place in life. One of the things that scare me most in life, personally, it's one of the reasons why I like to follow God very well. I don't want to be locked up and the keys thrown away. I'm afraid of it. I don't mean police cell. Police cell, no matter how much you throw the key away, the door will open. I'm talking about life. Life locks you into struggles at the age of 55. Your children are in late secondary school. They're entering university. Life locks you into struggle. The bills are coming faster than the money to pay them. Listen, I don't want to succeed at the expense of my blood pressure. I don't want to have a stroke ever in my life. I hate to want to talk and not be able to talk. I've had dreams like that. It's not witch. It's just one of those hypnopompic and hypnagogic things. We call them emetic. It's not witch. Everybody has it. I've never had a dream like that. You want to get up, you can't move. It's not a witch. It's just the brain goes through. Brain, they misbehave once in a while. So don't go for deliverance. You've had people now go for deliverance. If I'm a deliverance preacher now, if I come forward, three of you will jump up now. Let me deliver you. There's nothing wrong with you. It happens. It's one of those cycles of life. You are there. You are thinking, your body is still asleep. Your brain has woken up. At least, thank God, in a dream. At least, in a space. It only lasts about 10, 15 seconds. Imagine if it's going to last 2 years. Baba God, please. Because there are things you should not do to me. Can't stand there. I'll just die. I'll just close my eye and die. I just said, your father, okay. Or close your eyes. Now, I'm looking at an issue. So that we don't get into those phases, into those kind of situations in life as Christians. Eh? What we do, listen, you maintain the integrity of your character in the midst of difficulty by drinking the oil of God constantly. Your generation, listen, forget your generation. Your time will come. Listen, there's a time God will show up. How he meets you at that time is what determines what he will do to you. Blessed is the servant, the slave, who the master finds so doing when he comes. Not so committing to doing. You know what I'm saying? I promise I won't do this again. Blessed is the one who he finds so doing, and cursed is that one that he finds not doing. I want to close. Let me close. I'll just try and continue from this spot. I wish I could next time. I will have two stories. Let me just add this story to 15 seconds. I've told the story before. A friend of mine once, they tried to do business. Let me just summarize the story, because we use these material things to emphasize the point, all right? Once, a friend of mine called me. He said, "Ah, man of God, I want to send you an offering." I was abroad then, so he counted some US dollars. I said, "Okay, give it to my wife." He said, "This is prophet's offering." He sent to me. He said, "I'll give you the testimony." So later when he called, he now gave me the gist. They did a job for one big man. And when the man was going to pay them, when they gave him the bill, this is the funny part of it. The man said, "Ah, sorry, I hope US dollars is acceptable." And they said, "No problem, sir. It's very acceptable." So they collected their fee in US dollars. That was when he left the place and called me, you understand? And said, "Please, so he wants to give an offering." So, and that's him, all right, give it to my wife. My wife will pay into my MasterCard account and all of that. Now, this is the point. Sometime before then, also, months before, he had called me again. He said, "I should send a Kingdom World Ministries account number." He said, "I should send a Kingdom World account number quickly." So I decided he wants to give an offering. So he told me, I sent him the number, he gave the ministry some money. Is the story behind it I'm coming to? They were trying to do a job with one of these top Nigerian banks, all right? Their mortgage division. For a long time, nothing came out of it. So they were even angry, saying, "Oh, all this effort we put into this thing." So they left it. Then this big man, I'm telling you, all right, went to that. He had a job to do. And his friend happened to be the former MD of that mortgage bank. Mortgage division, one of these top Nigerian banks. You understand? The MD at that time. So when they finished discussing the business, the man said to him, "If you are looking for somebody that will do this thing honestly and properly, only one person I can recommend." He mentioned my friend's name. Are you getting my point? The day his phone rang, he was on the streets of Enugu. And the man said, "I'm chief, so, am I talking to this person?" He said, "Yes, sir." He was like, "How did it?" No, let me just give a name now that is not the person. You understand? Imagine that you're going on the road now, and then the phone rings, and they tell you that Jim Ovia, has an example, right? MD of Zenith. "Please, am I talking to Uche? You know, And you are always like, yes, but are you a 419 man or a real one? You know, that kind of attitude. My friend, he was driving Enugu here. So the man said, oh, please, Susan, so please give me your number, please. Can you come to my house? Can we talk? Where can we meet? The man said, okay, you can come to my house. He said, yes, sir. He said, okay, we'll see in the evening then. He said, no, yes, sir. He didn't tell the man it was in Enugu. He drove to the airport, parked his car, they bought a flight ticket, hopped on the next available flight. Yeah, because he had to be in VI that evening. Look, the day he sent Kingdom World money first time was because he said the man kept him waiting to say sorry. He gave him 200,000 naira. Say, how can I keep a man like you waiting? I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. He just opened his purse, counted 200,000 bucks, and gave it to him. Now, why I told this story is that somebody said, if you are looking for a man who will do this properly and with honesty, there's only one person I can recommend. That's what the story is about. The day he said he wanted to give me money, it was $200, he just gave me like that. But take, man of God. Because they just got paid when they finished the job, he and his friends. Now I'm bringing an issue. The issue is, the lamp kept burning even when the bridegroom was not around. Let me leave it there. We'll talk about that oil further. Next time, reading from Zechariah chapter 4. Have you learned anything today?